AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On the campaign trail, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are looking to convince undecided voters to vote for them in the last few weeks before Election Day. In Pennsylvania, Trump sounded confident.
We're way up in the polls. We want to keep it that way. We want to keep it too big to rig, you know? It's too big to rig.
In Georgia, on Kamala Harris's 60th birthday, she was serenaded by Stevie Wonder.
Kamala.
The Harris campaign and affiliated Democratic groups raised about $633 million for the quarter, which ended last month, pushing their total to over $1 billion, well above what the Trump campaign has brought in. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen, who was trying to hold Donald Trump liable for him going to prison that Cohen said was retaliation for writing a tell-all memoir. The White House is proposing a new rule where millions of people with private health insurance would be able to pick up over-the-counter methods like condoms, the morning-after pill, and birth control pills for free. Damage is being surveyed in Lebanon after Israeli strikes hit nearly a dozen branches of a Hezbollah-run financial institution. The Israeli military issued evacuation warnings ahead of the strikes. There are no reports of casualties. Senior U.S. advisor Amos Hochstein is in Beirut.
The world will stand by Lebanon and its leaders if they make the brave and the hard choices that are required at this time to benefit all of the Lebanese people.
The U.S. is hoping to revive diplomatic efforts to resolve conflicts in Lebanon and Gaza after the killing of Hamas's leader, Yahya Sinwar, in the Gaza Strip last week. Four people, including a child, were killed in Houston when a helicopter crashed, destroying a radio tower. No one was hurt on the ground. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their all-time highs on Wall Street at the start of a busy week of company earnings. The S&P 500 edged down 0.1% in the first hour of trading Monday. The index is coming off its sixth straight winning week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average pulled back 124 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Boeing climbed 4%. The union representing machinists at the company are preparing to vote on a deal that could end their strike. Crude oil prices rose to regain some of last week's sharp losses. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disney has named Morgan Stanley Chief Executive James Gorman to serve as its next chairman beginning early next year. It also announced it anticipates naming a new CEO in early 2026. Bob Iger came back to Disney as CEO in 2022 after a period of clashes and a weakening financial performance at the company under his chosen successor, Bob Chapek. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.